天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目。我是节目主持人张小环，工厂张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王，右边一个不字。今天呢，将是耶稣的名字这个系列的最后一期了。小环和大家一样，通过这个系列的学习，我对耶稣也有了更深刻的认识，比方说耶稣的主权、尊荣和耶稣的爱等等，都是无可比拟的。今天的节目呢，我们将来探讨耶稣的最后一个名字，也就是和平之君。为何称耶稣是和平的君王呢？这里的和平又会包含哪些意义呢？好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们预备心，一起来听听麦克牧师的解释吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are delighted that you have joined us again.
很高兴你能收听我们的节目。
This is the last message on the names of Jesus.
今天是有关耶稣的名字这一系列的最后一次信息。
And they come from the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 9.
耶稣的这些名字出自以赛亚书第九章。
And this name that was given to Jesus is Prince of Peace.
今天要讲和平之君这个名字。
To understand this description of Jesus, we must start in the Old Testament.
为了明白这个名字的意义，我们要从旧约看起。
In the book of Judges, chapter 6,
在士师记第六章，
we read that a group of people called the Midianites began to constantly harass them.
我们读到有一群米甸人经常骚扰以色列人。
They routinely invaded their territory.
他们不断侵犯以色列人的领土。
They burned their crops just before harvest time.
在收割的季节焚烧以色列人的庄稼。
They killed their sheep and cattle.
屠杀他们的牛羊。
So that the people of God did not have one moment of peace.
使得以色列人终日不得安宁。
Their economy got into trouble.
他们的经济也陷入了困境。
Their future livelihood seemed uncertain.
前途一片灰暗。
But what God wanted them to know was this.
然而神却要通过这一切让他们明白。
Their lack of peace was a direct result of their disobedience to his warning.
他们没有平安是因为不听神的忠告所造成的后果。
God wanted them to know
神要他们明白
that there can be no peace for those who refuse to put their full trust in him.
如果拒绝神不全心全意信靠他的话，他们就得不到平安。
God wanted them to know
神要他们知道
that their frustration, their grief, and their fearful life
他们的挫折、悲哀和恐惧的生活
is directly related to their forsaking God
是由于他们离弃神的缘故而造成的。
Because he is the source of peace
因为神才是平安之源。
So his people cried out to God
故此当以色列人呼求神的时候，
And God, whose nature is to forgive and give more grace,
这位满有怜悯和赦免之恩的神，
sent an angel to a man by the name of Gideon,
就差遣一位天使到基甸那里，
because Gideon was very aware of his people's sin,
基甸很清楚以色列人所犯的罪，
he thought the angel had come to destroy them.
起先他以为天使是来毁灭他们的。
But instead, in the book of Judges, chapter 6, verses 22 to 23,
但是在士师记六章二十二到二十三节那里，
We see the Lord's wonderful message.
我们看见神奇妙的信息。
The Lord said to Gideon,
主对基甸说，
Peace, do not be afraid.
你放心，不要惧怕。
And in response to God's supernatural intervention, Gideon built an altar.
为了回应神的显现，基甸筑了一座坛。
And he named the altar Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace.
他给坛起了一个名字叫耶和华沙龙，就是耶和华赐平安的意思。
In this instance, we have the first revelation of God as peace.
在这个例子中，我们看到神作为平安王的第一个启示。
From this point on, God's revelation affirms that he is peace.
再往后看，神进一步显示出他就是平安。
And that without him, there can be no peace.
离了他，就没有平安可言。
Let me tell you, my listening friend.
亲爱的朋友，我要告诉你。
If you have peace in your heart, then you are blessed.
如果你心里有平安，你是有福的。
Why do I say this?
我为什么要这么说呢？
Because if you have peace, you have learned to have victory over the harassing enemy.
这是因为如果你心里有平安，你就拥有了战胜敌人的要诀。
Of course, the opposite is true.
当然，如果你没有平安，你一定会吃败仗的。
If you are harboring anger, bitterness, or covetousness,
假如你心中存有愤怒、苦毒和贪婪的话，
If you are harboring fear, anxiety, or critical spirit,
假如你心存恐惧、焦虑和批评、论断的话，
If these things are in your life,
假如你生命被这些东西所充斥的话，
Chances are you do not have peace in your heart.
那你心里是不可能有平安的。
No wonder when Isaiah wanted to describe the coming Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, he called him the Prince of Peace.
难怪以赛亚用和平的君来形容描述那将要来的弥赛亚，主耶稣基督。
As I told you, this is the last in the series of messages from Isaiah 9:6.
正如我一开头所告诉你的，今天是这一系列的最后一次信息。经文出自以赛亚书九章六节。
And if you have your Bible, turn with me to Isaiah 9:6.
如果你有圣经的话，请翻到以赛亚九章六节。
For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们。
And the government will be on his shoulders.
政权必担在他的肩头上。
And he will be called Wonderful Counselor.
他名称为奇妙策士。
Mighty God.
全能的神。
Everlasting Father.
永在的父。
Prince of Peace.
和平的君。
Earlier we learned why Jesus is called Wonderful Counselor.
在前几次的节目里，我们已经学习了耶稣为什么被称为奇妙的策士。
We saw why Jesus is called Mighty God.
我们也学过耶稣为什么称为全能的神。
We discovered why Jesus is called Everlasting Father.
我们也讨论过耶稣为什么要叫永在的父。
And today we will see why Jesus is called the Prince of Peace.
今天我们要看看耶稣的另一个名字，和平的君。
Each of these descriptions were prophesied 700 years before Jesus Christ the Messiah was born.
所有这些名字都是在耶稣基督降生700年以前就被预告了。
There are 20 different Hebrew words for the English word prince.
君王这个字在希伯来文中有20多种不同的解释。
There are 3 different Greek words all translated into the English word prince.
在希腊文中有三个字可以翻译成君王。
What does all this mean to us?
这对我们有什么意义呢？
It means that there can be no peace of mind without Jesus, the Prince of Peace, ruling and reigning over our minds.
他的意思就是，如果没有耶稣这位和平之君来统治管理我们的话，我们心中就没有平安。
It means that there can be no peace in any home unless That home daily comes under the authority of Prince Jesus.
它也代表着，如果没有耶稣这位君王在一个家庭里掌权，这个家就没有平安。
There can be no peace in any relationship unless Prince Jesus is presiding over that relationship.
如果没有耶稣这位君王的指挥，我们也不可能有好的人际关系。
That there can be no peace in any society that is ashamed of the name of Jesus.
在一个以耶稣的名为耻的社会里，不可能有平安。
It means that there can be no peace anywhere in the world without Prince Jesus ruling and reigning.
他的意思就是，不论在世界的哪一个角落，如果没有耶稣坐着为王，世上就没有平安。
Someone may say,
也许有人会说，
I place Jesus as the authority over my life.
虽然我让耶稣主宰我的生命，
But inner turmoil persists in my life.
但我心中还是很混乱。
This person has not truly allowed Jesus to reign.
这说明这个人还没有真正让耶稣在他心中掌权。
You can say the words, Jesus, reign and rule over my life, all you want.
也许你会说，耶稣，掌管我的生命吧。
But if you lock him out of any area of your life,
但是如果你把主关在你心门之外，
Our verbal invitation does not mean very much.
一个空洞的邀请是起不了什么作用的。
In the same way that you can invite me to your house.
同样的，你可以邀请我到你家去。
But when I show up,
但当我真的来到你门口的时候，
you come outside the door and talk to me and never invite me inside.
你却站在门外和我谈话，并不邀请我进去。
I can invite a guest to my home to stay at my house.
我可以邀请客人来到我家住宿。
But then I confine him to one room only.
但我却限定他只能待在一个房间里。
In the same way, many people invite Prince Jesus to bring his peace into their life.
同样的，很多人邀请君王耶稣给他们带来和平。
But then they would say, Oh, you cannot preside over my finances.
但是却对主说，哦，你不能干预我的财政。
Others may invite Prince Jesus to come in and bring his peace.
另一些人邀请君王耶稣带着和平而来。
But then they would say, not over my time.
但他们却说，请不要占据我的时间啊。
I have too much to take care of.
我有太多的事情要处理。
I have too many responsibilities.
我有太多的任务要完成。
I need to relax.
我需要放松。
I can't spend time in reading God's word.
我没有时间读圣经。
I can't spend time in prayer.
我没有时间祷告。
And God knows my needs anyway.
反正我的需要神都已经知道了。
Others will invite Prince Jesus to come and bring his peace.
还有人也会邀请君王耶稣带平安给他们。
But they say, not over my ungodly and unwholesome relationship.
但他们却说，不要干涉我不圣洁的生活和不正常的关系。
They say, the Lord understands I have needs.
他们说，主知道我有需要啊。
The Lord understands I have desires.
主也明白我有欲望。
The Lord understands I need to be in this relationship.
神了解我需要维持那种关系。
And they wonder why they have no peace in their lives.
他们竟然还不明白为什么他们生活中没有平安。
They wonder why they wake up in the morning feeling terrible about themselves.
他们还不懂为什么早晨一觉醒来心里就觉得不安。
They wonder why they feel good one minute and awful the next.
他们不晓得为什么感到忽而快乐忽而恐惧。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because the invitation to Prince Jesus to reign and rule with his peace is merely a verbal invitation.
因为他们从来就没有真正的邀请和平之君耶稣来到他们心中做主，管理他们的生命，他们只是说说而已。
They want all the benefits that come from Prince Jesus reigning and ruling.
他们只想要君王耶稣带给他们利益。
without surrendering to the prince's authority.
而不想交出他们的主权给君王耶稣。
The truth is this.
其实呢
Most people want the benefits of the Prince of Peace.
很多人都想得到君王耶稣带给他们的利益。
Without giving up their authority to the Prince of Peace.
而不想把他们的主权交给这位和平之君。
Most people crave the Prince of Peace.
很多人渴望和平之君来到。
Without giving up control to the Prince of Peace.
却不肯把控制权交给这位君王。
Most people long for the peace that passes understanding.
很多人盼望得到出人意外的平安。
But they are not willing to offer the throne of their heart to the Prince of Peace.
他们却不愿意让和平之君坐在他们心中的宝座上。
Let me give you an example.
我来给你举一个例子。
After Jesus' crucifixion on the cross,
当耶稣被钉在十字架上之后,
the disciples were filled with fear and doubt and confusion.
门徒心中充满了害怕、疑惑和混乱。
They were huddled in a room with deadbolts and locks.
他们挤在一间小房子里,把门紧锁。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗?
Because peace and fear cannot coexist.
因为平安和恐惧是不能共存的。
Because peace and doubt of the promises of God cannot cohabitate.
因为平安和对神应许的怀疑是不能共同占有人心的。
And that is why the Bible said,
这就是为什么圣经上说,
that the resurrected Jesus Christ supernaturally came to them and said, peace.
复活以后的耶稣基督出现在门徒中间时，他对他们说：“愿你们平安。”
When Jesus' peace comes in, fear goes out of the window.
当耶稣的平安来到的时候，恐惧就会立刻逃遁。
When Jesus' peace comes in, doubt and anxiety vanish.
当耶稣的平安来到，怀疑和焦虑就会消失。
When Jesus' peace comes in, selfish ambition goes out.
当耶稣的平安来到，私欲就会被消灭。
Because the Prince of Peace, Jesus, cannot coexist with these sins.
因为和平之君耶稣是与这些罪恶不共戴天的。
You may be locked up in your room of doubt.
也许你正被怀疑所困。
You may be locked up in your room of distrust of God's promises.
也许你正受困于对神应许的不信任。
You may be locked up in your room of fear of the future.
也许你正在为自己的前程害怕担忧。
You may be locked up in your room of seeking after your own happiness.
也许你正在追求自己的享乐无法自拔。
You may be locked up in your room of addiction.
也许你正沉溺在不良的恶习中不能脱离。
You may be locked up in your room of selfishness and self-pursuits.
你也许正被自私自利的欲望所困。
You may be locked up in your room of indifference to God's word.
也许你陷进对神话语漠不关心的地步。
You may be locked up in your room of covetousness and greed.
也许你正被自己的贪婪所围困。
Yet the same resurrected Christ, the Prince of Peace, wants to come and bring you his peace.
然而这位复活之主、和平之君要把平安带给你。
Will you receive him?
你愿意接待他吗?
When the disciples at last broke out of their cocoons,
当耶稣的门徒终于从自我困锁中破茧而出时,
The peace of God filled them with courage to accomplish greater things than they could ever imagine.
这位赐平安的神就赐给他们足够的勇气来完成他们从来不敢设想的伟大工作。
And the same Prince of Peace would long for you to experience the same power.
同样，这位和平之君盼望你也能够经历到同样的能力。
Will you say yes to Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace?
你愿意回应主耶稣基督这位和平君王的呼唤吗?
Will you say, come, Prince Jesus?
你愿意说，耶稣，和平之王，请来。
Come and take over my finances.
请来掌管我的财政。
Come and take over my desires.
掌管我的欲望。
Come and take over my relationships.
掌管我的人际关系。
Come and take over my ambitions.
掌管我的志向。
Come and take over my use of time.
掌管我的时间。
Come and take over all of me.
掌管我的一切。
And you can be sure that he will come.
你可以确信主耶稣一定会来与你同在的。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
好，我们下次再见，愿神大大的赐福给你。
Oh,
是啊，求主耶稣基督亲自来掌权。当然，这是十分困难的，也需要我们常常的操练，慢慢的更多的了解和认识神之后，将我们的主权真正的交托出去。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，请不要忘记今天是圣诞节哦。作为基督徒的我们，这是一个特别值得纪念的日子，因为我们这位和平之君今天道成肉身来到我们面前，为我们的罪献上了自己。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们一起来欢呼歌唱，赞美这位伟大的救主吧。
Oh,